9 years ago, the El Paso Summer Music Festival revved up in order to give us some classical music in the summertime. And I've been so stunned by the way this organization has grown and just done magical things. With me is Lynn Provenzano, president of the El Paso Summer Music Festival. Welcome, Lynn. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having us here, Monica.
You have two very exciting events coming up. The first one is coming up on May the 2nd. That's Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Magic Bistro, what used to be the Magic Pan on Donovan in Placita Santa Fe. Tell us what's happening.
We're holding our annual fundraiser and honoree dinner. Our honoree this year is Jimmy Olivas.
Excellent choice.
Yes, Jimmy has just been an outstanding partner with us in the community as well. He helps us with the schools, and he helps us with the Instruments for Young Lives program. And this year, we will be making our presentations to the three young musicians who are receiving instruments at this honoree dinner.
Oh, that's so exciting. Tell me a little bit about each of the students who are receiving instruments.
Well, this year we are giving away a flute, a bass clarinet, and a trombone. And they will be going to a young lady by the name of Roxanne Collier, a young man by the name of Jose Mexicano, and another young man by the name of Isaac Rojas.
All right.
And they have shown us academic excellence, musical excellence, and unmet financial need. And so they will be receiving brand new Step Up instruments to further their education in music.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with the cost of instruments, never been in or had a child in a school band or orchestra, can you give us a ballpark on what this means in terms of cost?
If you were to purchase instruments at retail price, you would be looking anywhere from $3,000 to $30,000 per instrument, depending on the instrument.
We have to give people a chance to come to now if they haven't ever dealt with this.
Okay,
get a little sip of water, sit up, you'll be fine.
And that's retail. Now, you have the option to rent an instrument as well, which is a fee.
Most kids
every
do.
Month.
Yeah.
Yes. You also have the option to use an instrument that your school may have for you.
Yeah.
The difficulty there is that those instruments are used instruments and may not actually support any music excellence. And it's good to learn on, but you can't really
advance.
You can't advance. It's not yours.
And it's a terribly discouraging thing for a talented individual to give up because the instrument was so unsatisfactory and frustrating. And that does happen. So that's going to be quite lovely to this year have the honoree be the very person who is so involved in making this a reality for these kids. And they're, Roxanne is Socorro High School senior. Joe Mexicano is a Jefferson High School sophomore. And Isaac Rojas is a 14-year-old Canyon Hills Middle School 8th grader. So these are really talented young people at the beginning of what could be a lifetime of making remarkable music. Tell us a little bit about the history of the honorees. Who else has stepped into this?
Last year, we honored Bruce Nehring for his commitment to the community and his commitment to music. In the past, we've had Marianne Dodson and Wilma Salzman. Carol Johnson has been also one of our honorees.
And the Stewarts, of course.
J.O.
Stewart and his wife. Mm-hmm. And then, I believe, Ken and Beverly Jinkerson.
That's correct.
What a wonderful lineup you have had. It's so nice that someone's thanking these benefactors. Now, the other event that we need to talk about comes around in June. Saturday, June 1st, to be precise. You have the Cheshire Cat grin. You should be proud. Tell me.
That's right. We're bringing From the Top back to El Paso. And for those of you who have not listened to the show, it's on here on KTEP Sunday mornings at noon. And it's a delightful show, really inspirational. And
talk about redeeming the concept of brilliant and good, wonderful young people in the world.
It's true.
They're all on that show.
They're all on that show. And we were inspired by them. We brought them here in 2009. Mm-hmm. They loved El Paso. They wanted to come back to El Paso. And it's 5 years later, and we are in a position to do it. We have on the show, selected by From the Top, Wesley Yu, who was actually the winner of our very first competition here in El Paso.
Yes.
Wesley won our competition for piano, but he will be performing on violin with From the Top.
Oh my goodness, what a crossover talent.
Absolutely.
That is stunning. Now, something really extraordinary. Again, can happen for a young musician. Tell me the story of the individual who was selected in June 2009 and where she is now.
That was Netanya Washer. Netanya won the Jack Kent Cook Scholarship Award, which was a $10,000 cash award, which enabled her to visit schools. And she was the first in her family able to leave El Paso to go to a college that will take her far. She is now at the Peabody Conservatory of Music, which is directly related to Johns Hopkins University.
In
and
Baltimore.
She's the darling of the department there.
Ah, now, she is a soprano. Is this
yes,
correct?
She is a mezzo-soprano. Yes.
And apparently excelling in her studies.
Absolutely.
That is a direct link to what is going on with the El Paso Summer Music Festival, is really just putting our most talented and dedicated students right on the path of success. Between now and June 1st, if you don't know from the top, listen here on KTEP at noon on Sundays. Charming, delightful program. And that's going to be at 7:30 p.m. June 1st at the Plaza Theater. Perfect, beautiful venue for this. So we have two events coming up on May the 2nd. That's just around the corner here, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. The Magic Bistro on Donovan. That's in the Placita Santa Fe, what used to be the Magic Pan, a really lovely place to have dinner and enjoy honoring this year's Summer Music Festival honoree and the presentation of the Instruments for Young Lives to the three recipients. And tickets, I believe, are $60 for that event. And then put on your calendar Saturday, June 1st at 7:30 p.m. Plaza Theater from the top. Tickets are available by calling 449-0619. I want to thank my guest today, Lynn Provenzano, president of the El Paso Summer Music Festival. Congratulations for your tremendous success, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Monica.